Okay, we have a question here from Nuskia from Saudi Arabia, and it says, is there a sahih hadith, an authentic hadith about performing salat al-tasbih, and if there is, can a person perform it on his or her birthday to thank Allah Almighty?
First of all, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast the day on Monday, and when he was asked, why do you fast the day of Monday? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a day that I was born in, and it was a day that Allah revealed to me in it. So, this is his form of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal by fasting.
Yes.
Now, going back to Salatul Tasabih, it is an issue of dispute among scholars.
Mm-hmm.
The hadith was narrated only by Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And scholars differ regarding whether it is authentic or not. Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Al-Arnaut, they are scholars of hadith. They confirm that this hadith is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And other scholars such as Sheikh Al-Islam bin Taymiyyah, Ibn Al-Qayyim, Sheikh bin Baz, bin Al-Taymin, and the rest of the great scholars of Islam say that this hadith is fabricated.
SubhanAllah.
And when you come, it's extreme right or extreme left.
Mm-hmm.
But those who say that it is fabricated do not condemn the chain of narrators. They say that the chain of narrators are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with the context of the hadith itself. Because, first of all, a hadith that has so much reward, yet throughout the history of Islam, no one has done it except Al-Abbas.
Mm-hmm.
What about the companions? The hadith, first of all, states a strange form of performing a salah.
Yes.
Which is not like any other prayer. Secondly, it gives the reward to whomever does it every single day as the reward of a person who does it once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do it every night, or you do it every week, or every month, or every year, or once in a lifetime, you get the same reward. And thirdly, they said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he taught this to Al-Abbas, no one of the scholar of the companions had ever done this. From these reasons and many other reasons to that, they came to the conclusion that this hadith was fabricated. Therefore, personally, I think that no one should ever try it at home. This hadith must not be applied because it is a fabricated hadith. And Allah knows best.